This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un upgraded their country's relationship as they met Wednesday in Pyongyang. The developments are being criticized by the U.S. and its allies, who say the relationship is a threat to global peace. More from VOA's Bill Gallo in Seoul, South Korea.
The two men signed a treaty, pledging to come to each other's defense if attacked. Putin said the comprehensive partnership agreement signed today includes, among other things, mutual assistance in the event of aggression against one of the parties to the agreement. Kim said our two countries' relations have been elevated to a new high level of alliance, laying the legal groundwork for the grand ideas of leadership of the two countries. The signing of the Mutual Defense Treaty surprised many observers who view the Putin-Kim relationship as a marriage of convenience. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
The Israeli government on Wednesday said the U.S. ambassador to Israel told it weapons and ammunition from the U.S. were in the process of being delivered to Israel, spokesman David Mentzer.
The prime minister thanked him for that news and said that he expects this to happen, and he's instructed Israeli teams to work with our American counterparts so that it will happen.
Netanyahu on Tuesday claimed the U.S. was holding weapons and implied this was slowing Israel's offensive in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. The U.S. military's on-again, off-again floating pier in Gaza is expected to resume operations on Thursday to unload sorely needed humanitarian aid for Palestinians, two U.S. officials told Reuters. They said the pier had been reattached to the shore on Wednesday after being temporarily removed last Friday because